You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
The Valley's country leader, New Camel at 107.9. It's The Breakfast Buzz with Nina and Nico. We told you we're going to talk about money and marriage. And so I made a comment yesterday about having separate bank accounts.
Yeah.
Like, Dean and I have a joint bank account for all of our bills and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he has a bank account that's just his. And I have a bank account that's just mine. And you looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Dana does not have a bank account. And I want to know where I can find her a bank account and also find her a job.
Okay.
I'm just playing. No, I mean, she raises our kid. We have one bank account. I make the money. It kind of goes into that bank account, and, you know, she uses it. So the fact that you guys have separate bank accounts, you have separate incomes, it's a different world for me. I've never experienced anything like that.
Well, let me ask you this. If she had her own income, would you still have a joint account?
That's probably. It would go into the pot. Like, we see
okay,
our relationship.
Okay, that's what I'm focusing on here.
Yeah, we see our relationship
like,
as,
it doesn't
like,
matter if
a group
she has a job
thing.
Or not. It doesn't matter if she has a job or not.
No.
You're saying that you think that married people should have a joint bank account and that's it.
Right. I don't think there's any
difference. I disagree. Completely disagree.
Why would you want to separate? Look, I don't want any separations in our lives at all. I want everything to be out in the open. I don't want any ability to hide anything
why
from each other.
Why does it have to be negative?
No, I don't think it's negative.
You just said hiding. Like, why does two...
Right, I don't think hiding is always negative. Sometimes you hide for the benefit of one person or the other.
You're making it sound negative.
It sounded kind of schemey right now.
Yeah. I have seen no problem with having separate bank accounts as long as everything is out in the open.
Yeah, I'm all about openness. But if there's that ability to hide something... If you have separate bank accounts, I think there's a little sneakiness there.
I see it as not at all. Like, I don't see it as negative. I see it as like if I want to buy him something and I don't want him to know.
You
I'm
and Dean are the exception of the rule.
I think that there's a lot
unless
of people that have
you
this.
You guys are sneaky and hiding things
no,
from
we're
each
not.
Other.
Oh my God.
Teresa and Phoenix, you said that you guys had a joint account.
My husband and I had that first, and then we were like, it's so much easier just to have one big account. But I think as long as you have something to share in, you're fine. But if it was completely separate,
no,
didn't know what was going on, right. Then that'd be suspicious.
There's no hiding, I promise. There's no hiding.
Yeah.
We don't got enough money to hide.
Right?
I'm hiding my $22.43 from you.
Right.
Hey, Teresa, in surprise, what's your bank account situation with your hubby?
Well, not married anymore, but when I was, we had separate accounts, a joint account and then two separate accounts.
So you guys pretty much have the same situation as Nina.
Correct.
But now I'm concerned because y'all ain't married no more.
Oh, no.
Well, no, that had nothing to do with it.
Okay, good.
It actually worked out really good because, Nina, I'm like you. If I wanted to buy him something, I didn't want it coming out of the joint account or our account. I felt like I needed to buy him something from my money.
Exactly.
And I was a stay-at-home mom. So, yeah, he earned the money, but we still had separate accounts.
Yeah. I'm a fan because you have to have your own thing, too, as long as the household is taken care of. And people don't agree. Nico doesn't agree. There's people that are calling and they're like, nope, you got to have a joint, and that's it. I'm like, okay.
If you're a stay-at-home mom, which there's nothing wrong with that, Dana's also a stay-at-home mom, how would you replenish your personal bank account?
Well, we had it worked out. Like, I put a little bit of money into my account, and that was kind of like my spending money.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
You made a comment about trusting, it's almost like you didn't trust her if she had her own account. You know, it's like, well, you gotta trust her.
Right,
you know?
Like when you brought up the hiding, I'm like, why is that even an issue?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just think that if you have separate accounts, you have the ability to hide.
But,
And not be honest with each other.
But that's not a marriage then. That's not
exactly.
That's not okay.
That is true. And money is probably one of the biggest causes of issues with a marriage.
You bringing up hiding, you brought it up, not me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not trying to hide anything. Joint account.
It shouldn't matter if you have joint or not.
Joint account.
Just don't hide money.
Openness, honesty, love, treasure.
Newsflash, you can still have that with separate accounts.
Exactly. We had it. you know, our marriage may not work out, but we never thought about money.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks for checking in today, Teresa. Amanda, what's your situation?
So my husband and I have been married for over a year, and I'm actually the only one that has a bank account. He doesn't. So he'll deposit money into my account when I have to pay bills, and we both work.
Oh. Wow. So how does he pay for anything?
So, well, he keeps cash on him. So he'll cash his check against my account, and then he'll just keep the cash. He'll put whatever money that we know that have bills coming up, he'll put it in my account, and then he'll just keep the rest in cash.
Wow. Okay.
Connected. Are you married to an 8-year-old? Is that...
Oh, my gosh. Nico.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
On the new Camel at 107.9.